Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, they're now in North Texas. Drone sightings.
We had multiple reports these drones were flying in formation. The first call was 6 drones. The second call was 3 drones.
White Settlement Police Chief Chris Cook tells us that they and the FBI are investigating reports of these drones flying near federal and military properties as well as neighborhoods.
And then officers saw 2 drones at one point. They're in close proximity to federal military properties, which certainly is concerning.
Now, because the city's near the Naval Air Station Joint Reserve Base, areas around it are no-fly zones. That means your personal drones won't work there.
If a pilot was accidentally to hit one of these drones or it goes through the engine, that could be a bad day. It could lead to a catastrophic loss of a military jet. Not to mention serious injury or death to the pilot and anybody on the ground.
He says they're working with several agencies to figure out where the drones were going, who is behind them, and Cook is asking residents, hey, please don't try to shoot them down. We are hearing from Texas Governor Greg Abbott later today on a new strategy to deter migrants from crossing the border.
Abbott will almost certainly point to the sharp decline in border crossings over this fiscal year, a 14% drop from a record high in 2023. He might be laying some groundwork to ask for an increase in funding to Operation Lone Star, his border security operation that's been in effect since 2021. The new Texas state legislature convenes in just weeks, and reports indicate Abbott may ask lawmakers for enough funding to keep Operation Lone Star running through 2027. Today, he will be joined in Eagle Pass by current Border Czar Mike Banks and other guests. Abbott will start speaking at 1 o'clock this afternoon. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
2 people are dead after a house fire in DeSoto.
The 911 call came in around 2:30 Tuesday afternoon about a fire at a house on Canyon Ridge Drive in DeSoto. When firefighters arrived, they were not able to get into the home because of the dangerous conditions. Had to focus on fighting the fire from outside and preventing it from spreading. 2 people were killed in the fire. Their names have not yet been released. The DeSoto Fire Marshal's Office is investigating the cause of the fire. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Coming up in less than 3 minutes, the Hornets are sorry. We've got the murder hornet story this morning that they've been eradicated now. This is a different hornet.
Oh, a different
hornet. Yeah, so the hornets are sorry, and we're going to explain why the hornets are sorry coming up in 3 minutes.
Well, we're about to bring in a new year and also new state laws. Some of those should be pretty welcome changes. KRLD's Georgia Alfredas joins us live now to tell us, hey, what's going to be different this year, Georgia?
Well, I think we're all excited about not having to get that annual state vehicle safety inspection to renew our registration. We are going to have to pay a $7.50 fee for renewal. However, if you live in a more populated county, say Dallas, Rockwall, Tarrant, Denton, you're still going to need to pass an emissions test. And speaking of Denton, Denton County is going to get help with ongoing caseload concerns thanks to a new judicial district being established there. So that's good news. There's a revision to the code criminal procedure, so that makes it easier to understand when you go in there.
Okay. And we're also hearing there's a new state law in the books that will protect us as consumers.
Oh, for sure. The Texas Data Privacy and Security Act, starting January 1st, consumers can now use extensions, browser settings, and device functionalities to opt out of profiling and targeting advertising based on personal data. You know, you get those pop-ups and it's like, oh, this is essential. Well, not anymore. And businesses that don't comply are probably going to get penalized.
Well, big news. Georgia, thank you so much. Well, he was duped into murdering the husband of his former girlfriend, but will not be getting a new trial.
An appeals court in Dallas has upheld the conviction and the 62-year sentence given to Darren Lopez. On October 9th, 2020, James Faith and his wife Jennifer were walking their dog in Oak Cliff. He was shot 7 times by Lopez, who was Jennifer's high school boyfriend.
My hope is that someday, perhaps the person will realize the gravity of what they've done and what they've taken from myself.
It was all an act. She had convinced Lopez to murder her husband after concocting a story that he had been abusing her. A jury rejected Lopez's claim that he was actually trying to protect Jennifer. She is serving a life federal term. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
So we got the murder hornets in one story, and then we got a second story here about hornets this morning. This one deals with the Charlotte Hornets.
Oh.
So the Charlotte Hornets have issued an apology after facing backlash. See, they did a skit at halftime in which they gave a kid, just a young fan, a PS5, a PlayStation 5.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, they gave it to him while the cameras were on. But as soon as the cameras turned off, they took the gaming console away from him and instead gave him a jersey, which, you know, jerseys are cool, but it's not a PS5. The team later apologized, admitting to, and frankly, I appreciate their apology. They admitted to poor decision-making and poor communication, and they promised to give the boy not only a brand new PS5 that he can keep, they also said they're going to give him a VIP experience at a future game.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But way to right your wrongs. Otherwise, you don't want to go extinct.
No.
Like the murder hornets.
No doubt about that.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A juvenile detention center guard will have surgery today. She was injured when 3 teens beat her in their escape from the Granbury facility earlier this week. We told you about this escape, and we've learned the guard, her name's Christy Galindo, was hit in the face several times and beaten over the head with a radio.
Christy has always been one that would step up and protect the innocent or anyone else, and that's what she did. She jumped into action to try to protect these 3 young men. And unfortunately, they had a total different mindset.
That's Christy's father, who tells NBC5, despite her injuries, she's ready to get back to work. Granbury police say those teens went on a 12-hour crime spree. They stole cars. They robbed a store before they were caught, eventually in Dallas County. We've learned that a funeral service is on Monday for the Ellis County officer killed by an inmate earlier this week. 28-year-old Isaiah Bias was attacked while transferring the inmate, Aaron Thompson, back to his cell. A public memorial now set up at Ellis County Sheriff's headquarters, and anyone is encouraged to stop by, pay respects, or leave any token of appreciation. Again, that service is on Monday. It's going to be held at a funeral home in Waxahachie.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
And picking up the pieces out here on Wall Street. Yesterday was really ugly, just to briefly revisit that. The Dow Industrials average lost 1,123 points in one day. That's 2.6%. Now, that's bad, but the S&P average lost 2.9%, and the NASDAQ was down 3.6%. if you pick up the newspapers or listen to the headlines, they're going to tell you it's because the Fed signaled that instead of cutting interest rates four times next year, they're probably only going to do it two times next year. That was the hawkish cut we cut yesterday and not going to cut as frequently anymore. If that sounds familiar, this is something we've been talking about for over a week, and it's not just us, it's other people too. So this was not a surprise. That is not the reason. I think the reason was, well, multifold. On the one hand, what became clear during the news conference yesterday was there was no clear path. I mean, before this, remember, you know, we got to probably cut every meeting quarter of a point and move steadily toward our target of 2%. Now, suddenly what we got was sort of a reiteration of the fact that inflation is, well, they call it sticky, which means that it just won't go away. We're stuck at, you know, 2.7, 2.8% when we're headed toward 2%. We're not sure how we're going to get there, but we're not going to get there by cutting interest rates anymore. That's one thing that's for sure. That was clearly part of it. Then we also found there's lots of dissension within the Fed. These guys are not agreeing on anything. I mean, there were some non-voting members who really wanted to keep interest rates right where they were and not cut yesterday. So we don't have that. And then going forward, you have the other hiccup, which has become a hiccup, the possibility of a government shutdown coming this weekend. We've been through that before, so that's not a big deal. But the fate of the speaker and future leadership, then you've got the tariffs that are looming out there next year, the DOGE, the cost cutting, and the layoffs that are probably going to be associated with that. Wall Street doesn't like uncertainty, and right now we've got a big, heavy dose of uncertainty. That said, we're projecting a bounce back on the opening, the Dow Industrials Average, which again lost 1,100 points yesterday, looks up 263 on the opening, the NASDAQ up 154, the S&P up 40 points. We've got a fair amount of economic news, jobless claims coming out, existing home sales, all that will be looming today, and a few earnings reports. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul has an idea. Whether it's a good idea or a bad idea, I'll leave that to you. But he writes on Elon Musk-owned X. He writes, the Speaker of the House need not be a member of Congress. He adds, nothing would disrupt the swamp more than electing Elon Musk as Speaker of the House. He says, think about it. Nothing's impossible. Not to mention the joy of seeing the collective establishment, also known as the Uniparty, lose their ever-loving minds. What do you think? Would you support the idea of Elon Musk, Texas billionaire Elon Musk, becoming our next Speaker of the House? Let us know now. Send us a voice message in the Odyssey app. Just click the microphone button there on the KRLD page.
Well, the naughty list is getting longer as we hear more and more attempts to scam you this holiday season, from so-called toll charges you're told to pay to fake job recruiting attempts.
And because so many people use that same password all over, the scammers will use your info to try to get into all your other accounts.
These days we drive through tolls and we don't realize it because those toll booths are not there anymore. They just capture you with a camera. So the crooks know that we, you know, may be susceptible to falling for a toll scam.
There's also a major rise in scams involving people who are looking for work this time of year. Texts and emails saying that they're headhunters, even that they maybe saw you on LinkedIn. Employment scams are listed as the number one most risky.
If you think about it, when you're applying for a job, you're going to give up some personal information to that prospective employer, and the crooks are really good at taking your money, too.
That's Larry Collins reporting.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.